You're welcome back to the news at one. And as you may have heard on our news bulletin, three people have been arrested following the seizure of €6.5 million worth of cryptocurrency. The seizure follows an investigation into the sale of illegal material on darknet markets and money laundering. One man remains in custody following what Gardaí have described as a complex operation. For more, let's talk to our reporter, Eleanor Burnhill. Eleanor, what more can you tell us?
Well, good afternoon, Rachel. I'm here at the headquarters of the Garda National Cyber Crime Bureau in Dublin 8, which is leading this investigation. But this all began on Monday morning of the bank holiday when officers from the Garda National Cyber Crime Bureau seized what they called substantial assets, including Bitcoin and another cryptocurrency called Monero, with a market value of €6.5 million. And along with that, they also seized luxury brand watches worth €120,000 and two high-powered vehicles, which were valued at €220,000. Now, two men aged 23 and 49 and a 32-year-old woman were arrested by Gardaí, who were supported there by the armed support unit as they conducted their searches. The two men were arrested on suspicion of alleged offences of enhancing the capability of a criminal organisation to commit a serious offence contrary to Section 72 of the Criminal Justice Act. And the woman was arrested on suspicion of alleged offences contrary to the Criminal Justice Money Laundering and Terrorist Financing Act. The 49-year-old man and the 32-year-old woman have now been released from custody and a file is being prepared for the DPP. But a 23-year-old man is still being questioned by Gardaí, and all of them were questioned at Garda stations across South Dublin.
It's an unusual case. What else have Gardaí been saying about it?
Well, Gardaí aren't commenting publicly whilst one person is still being questioned, but they did release a statement today, and that was from Detective Superintendent Michael Mullen from the Garda National Cyber Crime Bureau. And he described this as a highly complex investigation into criminal darknet marketplace activities by specialist investigators. And he sought to reassure the public that this darknet market, where illegal goods and services were for sale, is no longer in operation. Now, the statement went on to say that an Garda Síochána say that this investigation demonstrates a continued determination to show that Ireland is not a safe place for those involved in any form of criminality, and that it's determined to prevent those involved in criminality from benefiting financially, irrespective of what form such profits take. And as you say, in this case, the profit seems to be from cryptocurrency, two different types of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin and Monero.
Eleanor, thanks indeed. Our reporter, Eleanor Burnhill.